The End of the World by Simon Newcomb. Mars is signalling a dark star. The world to which this news was flashed from the Central Observatory on the Himalayas had long been dull and stagnant. Almost every scientific discovery had been made thousands of years before, and the inventions for their application had been so perfected that it seemed as if no real improvement could be made in them. Methods of conducting human affairs had been brought into such good shape that everything went on as by machinery. Successive defenders of the peace of the world had built up a code of international law so complete that every question at issue between nations was settled by its principles. The only history of great interest was that of a savage time lying far back in the mists of antiquity when men fought and killed each other in war. The daily newspapers chronicled little but births, marriages, deaths, and the weather reports. They would not publish what was not worth talking about, and a subscriber often found at his door a paper containing little more than the simple announcement on an otherwise blank page: "Nothing worthy of note has happened since our last issue." Only one language was spoken the world over, and all gentlemen dined in blue coats with gilt buttons and wore white neckties with red borders. Even China, the most distant nation of all, had fallen into line several thousand years before and lived like the rest of the world. To find a time of real excitement, it was necessary to go back 3,000 years when messages had first been successfully interchanged with the inhabitants of Mars. To send a signal which they could see required a square mile of concentrated light as bright as the sun. And experiments extending through thousands of years had been necessary before this result could be brought about by any manageable apparatus. Signals from the plains of Siberia had been made nightly during 2 or 3 oppositions of the planet without any answer being received. Then the world was electrified by hearing that return signals could be seen flashing in such a way that no doubt could exist about them. Their interpretation required more study than was ever expended by our archaeologists on a Moabite inscription. When success was at last reached, it became evident by a careful comparison of the records that the people of Mars were more successful watchers of the stars than we were ourselves. It was found that a row of 4 lights diminishing in intensity from one end to the other and pointing in one direction meant that a new star was showing itself in that direction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?